We're going to start this morning, though, with a remarkable story as well with regards to 92-year-old Mikey Conway's father, Michael, was a town crier in Castle Island, and his grandfather, George, performed the same role in Carsaveen. A job of the pre-mass media age, town criers would ring a bell signalling they were about to make a public announcement for the benefit of everyone's information. Mr. Conway, who was a town crier himself for a short time, and his family story is depicted in a new book called All Take Notice, which is how his father would begin his public announcements. It had been due to be launched yesterday, but the event had to be postponed due to a weather warning. Have a listen.
So first of all, Mikey, tell us about the bell that you rang there. Tell me its history.
Well, all I know about it is that my father had it before I was born. His father had it before that. I think my father picked it up around 1904. He'd be about 10 years of age.
Your father was born in the 1890s?
He was born in 1894. 1904, he'd be around 10. And he came from Carsaveen. He was born in Carsaveen. He was Michael Conway as well. And my grandfather was George Conway. But apparently my father saw the bell when he was young, when he was 10. For sale. And he was working that time, doing little jobs after school in Carsaveen. And he would get 1 and 6 a week, I think. But he paid his 1 and 6 a week towards the bell anyway. Whether the bell was 10 shillings or a pound, I just forget. But 10 bob or a pound even, that would be a lot of money anyway, you know. That's what I always heard him saying. Although he never told me, but he told my older brother. But I know that much anyway. He bought the bell for his money, whatever he was getting each week for doing the jobs. And he brought it home and he gave it to his father.
What was your grandfather's name?
My grandfather's name was George Conway.
And this was in Carsaveen?
This was in Carsaveen. And to my knowledge, my grandfather rang the bell in Carsaveen. He was already a bellman, but his bell wasn't up to the mark, so my father bought this one for him.
So your grandfather was already the town crier in Carsaveen?
To my knowledge, yes. To my knowledge, yeah.
Will you describe the bell?
I don't know. I don't know what it's made of, to be honest. Just copper, I suppose. I don't know.
Can I feel it?
You can, of course.
It makes quite the noise, but it's not as heavy as I thought it would be, actually. And what your grandfather and father then did, they were town criers, so they'd go up Carsaveen and then later on Castle Island and announce the news.
When he came to Castle Island then.
When did they come to Castle Island?
His mother was a Castle Island woman. She was a Welsh lady from Meelitham near Knocknagossa.
And when did your father come to Castle Island?
Oh, I don't remember that. Before I was born, anyway.
But he took up the practice then of town crying.
Yeah. Well, my grandfather, she came back here to live with. He was only working in Carsaveen, my grandfather.
George was his name.
Yes. He was in the building of the Catholic Church there. And he had a pony and cart on the job. And I don't know how he came here, because his wife was from here. My grandfather was actually a Clare man from Lissy Casey.
Now, I'm really curious about their jobs of being town crier. What sort of news would they announce?
Well, we'd say the water supply now. We hadn't a great big reservoir here. And in right weather, in right warm weather like this now, it would go a bit down, you know. And the man were looking after it would come down to me and tell me to go out from the bell and warn the people that the water would be cut off tonight at a certain time until further notice. That it would give people time to fill their kettles and buckets, you know, for a few days. Might be able to get no water for a few days.
Was there anything else they'd announce?
There'd be lots of things. We'll say a fair day. The fairs would be held in the streets that time with no mat. And if an animal strayed, belonged to some farmer, and maybe someone stole him, but of course I wouldn't say that, I'd say, from the fair yesterday, a grey yearling heifer strayed, belonging to such a man. and he'd be very glad if anybody had tidings of this animal. I couldn't say so much to all the animals. You know, you'd walk up the town, you'd give the bell a few rings, now like I gave it there, and then I'd speech out, "I'll take notice."
Can you give us an example?
An animal belonging to a certain farmer straight from Castleton Fair yesterday.
Well, I ring the bell and I'll get you to do that, if that's okay. So, okay, so we'll recreate... So what we'll do is we'll recreate the announcements that your father and grandfather would have made. So thank you so much for doing this, Mikey.
I'll take notice. Yesterday from Castleton Fair, an animal belonging to a certain farmer strayed. If anybody have any whereabouts of this animal, could leave the account with me or with the guard barracks. Ring the bell again and go up for and do the same speech again.
You'd make that announcement a few times as you'd make your way through town.
Well, right through the town is wide, and they could hear me both sides of the town, because there was no middle, where the town was, there was no island in the middle of the town that I'm down here. It was just like here, one way up to the middle and down again.
Did you ever do it yourself?
I did, a few times, but I was never great at it, you know. I've done it a few times.
Why did you feel it wasn't for you?
I don't know. I wasn't good. I didn't feel very good at it.
Did your father and grandfather get paid for making these announcements?
You'll get maybe a half crown to do, you know, the link to Cast Island up there now. From the bottom to the top and down, they might say 20 times. Same speech 20 times up and down, and they get a half crown, 2 and 6.
And who would pay them?
Whoever lost the animal, or if some lady lost a purse, or the man over the waterworks would warn the people to get their gallons and things full before the water would be cut off. The town supply will be cut off tonight at 9 o'clock sharp, and will remain so until further notice. I'd have to tell the people that, and there was no other way of their knowing. No, he couldn't go around to every house and tell them. So that's it. That's about it. No more.
Mikey, did your father and grandfather, did they have big, strong voices?
Oh, they had. Stronger than mine. Stronger than mine, anyway. Oh, no, I used to be heard across, you know, the main street down there now. Well, now there were no islands in the middle of town. And I was heard playing at both sides of the street anyway, so... And the people come out to the doors. The minute they'd hear the bell, they'd be out to the doors.
When did the practice end? I know you did it. When did your father and yourself stop doing it?
Well, my father stopped doing it around 1953 or 4, I think. Because he kind of got knocked up, you know. And I took it over for a few years then, and I went to England. I mean, you wouldn't make any money. You wouldn't make a living at it anyway. Not for a young man. But my father was a blind pensioner, you see.
Oh, he was blind?
He was a blind pensioner, and that was only a part-time kind of thing. So between the blind pensioner and what he'd make with the bell, he was in the handy living.
It was a great way of keeping people informed about what was happening and vital news that
it
they needed
the
to know.
The only way. There wasn't any other way. There was no carry radio. Anyway, even if there was carry radio, people had no radios. In the 40s... The 30s and 40s, what had people here?
Well, and RT was very much in its... Well, they were founded in the 1920s, but the radio was still very much in its early stages. A new booklet's being launched that celebrates Pound Road, where we're on, and all this is being discussed as well. The title of the document, of the booklet, will be "All Take Notice," as you and your father and your grandfather would have announced when you worked as town criers. Why do you think they were so good at their job?
I don't know. I haven't a clue.
Did they ever say, did they like it? Did they ever tell you what their feelings were about it?
No, I never knew my grandfather anyway. Never met him or nothing. He was dead before I was born. But my father never discussed much with us. I suppose we didn't want to discuss with him anyway. We'd rather be out playing football or something.
Exactly. You know so much. You've so much history and heritage. You're steeped in it all. You're right. Is that right? You're 93.
Well, I'll be 93 next.
Oh, when's your birthday?
14th of January. I was born 1931, so I'm gone 92.
Are you glad that this sort of history is being preserved and collected?
Well, I am in a way. It's nice, I suppose, of course. A lot of people are delighted with it anyway.